Okay, so let's say I get my ballot and I accidentally vote for a wrong candidate and made a mistake. What do I do?
Well, there's a couple things you can do. I think it's the comfort level. So you could mark something out and then mark what you want. That's called voter intent, and teams of bipartisan judges, then that goes to adjudication once that's scanned, and they make that decision based on state requirements for that. The other thing that you could do, and this is what a lot of voters do, is you could go into one of the voter service and polling centers. You would turn in that ballot because only each person is only issued one. So we would void that ballot, and then we would issue you a new ballot. You could vote it in the parking lots or in like the church, or you could take it home with you if time exists for that, and then drop it into a box. So there's a couple things you can do there.
Okay, what if I lose my ballot?
Same thing. Lots of people misplace their ballots, and so you would just go into a voter service and polling center and say, "Hey, I need another ballot," and they would void out that ballot that's been misplaced, and they would issue another ballot.
So these VSPCs are pretty important,
Well, they
trying to
actually do
get.
the same functions we do here. Obviously, they don't have the tabulation room that we do, but yes, there are. You can do anything at one of the voter service and polling centers. The thing that I'd like to stress in that is that there is a mechanism in our voter registration system to where each person, there's safety measures there, can only be issued one ballot. So you go in, you have to void a ballot, physically void it in order to issue another ballot. So voters can feel good about that. They can know that that safety mechanism is in place, and that one person's not going to end up with three and four ballots.